Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Queen's Lair. This is your host, Renee Lowe. We are back again. It has been a while since we've been on. You know that when we are in between seasons, we take a bit of a break with the rest of the world during the summer, going into the early fall, and we come back at the beginning of a new season with our new season. So if you have been listening to us, you know that we are in season 10. I can't even believe this is season 10. Like, I'm really, wow. We have been doing this for 10 seasons now. This is our very first episode of season 10, and it really has been, it's been really good for me. It's been really great for the business, and it's been really great for my listeners, which is the number one thing, is that people are really getting a lot out of it. And I think I wasn't really realizing just how much people were listening. And then I look at my analytics on the back end, and it's really amazing. Like, I'm so impressed at myself, I think, of how far this has really come. And, you know, my very first episode, I think, was in, I want to say 2011 or 2012, which was, anybody listens to back then, I don't even think I had intro music back then. But we have come a long way doing this. You know, I love doing this, and I love talking to people, and I've been doing more and more speaking engagements, talking with the public, especially women in business, women of color in business in particular, because that's what I am, and I really feel like you should only talk about the things that resonate with you, the things that you truly know about. Often when you try to speak on something that you don't know anything about, you can't really speak about it intelligently. You can't speak about it from the experience side of things. So I think it's always good to be very relatable to the subject that you're presenting. So welcome again. This is Season 10, Episode 1, What Is This Trying to Teach Me? Well, you know, I always have a story behind things of why I do stuff, and that's why I say I like to keep it relatable, and this is an actual thing that happened over the past week or so. Working on social media for clients, as some of you guys know, my company, Onyx Queen Media, is a branding firm, and we also do a lot of event planning for lifestyle brands. So I have brands as, you know, luxury properties, people that want us to do the social media for those properties, you know, organizing and management of those sort of things. We also have people who are in the fashion industry, excuse me, and, you know, it can run the gambit, celebrity chefs, things of that nature. So anything within the lifestyle industry, we are there. And especially when it comes to entertainment and, you know, presenting things, whether it be some sort of launch party or something to that effect, we're all over that. We love that sort of stuff. We're a media company that really hones in on that sort of thing. And with the event planning background, it's a great synergy. So when I titled this, What Is This Trying to Teach Me?, it literally comes from a quote that I saw, I think, on Instagram. And the entire quote is, when you replace why is this happening to me? With what is this trying to teach me? Everything shifts. I'm going to say it again. When you replace why is this happening to me with what is this trying to teach me, everything shifts. Now, I had a conversation with a client of mine, and they sent me a text message, and they said, hey, I got some kind of like not so great news. Now, they are part-time doing their dream job right now. They are also in school to become certified in their dream job. And I have to kind of like paraphrase this a little bit because I want to keep, you know, people's identity secure. But this individual is in school to basically for their dream, and they're doing their dream job part-time. And they were waiting on a 9-to-5 job to come through. They left their other job because they were very unhappy with that situation. And just listening to some of the trials that they went through, it was time for them to go. They got another offer, and they had to go through, you know, the various checks and balances that they do for jobs, background checks, and all that sort of stuff. Long story short, the job comes back and says that they have been removed as an option to be a candidate for the job. And they really, and they're saying that they met all of the requirements, but they missed one. And they shouldn't even have made it to the point to even go through the background checks and all of that. So I got on the phone with this client, and we had a long conversation. We always have these little powwow type conversations. They really are a phenomenal client. And if they're listening, which I know they do listen to my podcast, they will know who they are. And I said to them, I said, listen, everything happens for a reason. And they actually said to me in their text message, you would think that you would know what was going on, Renee, based on what you post on my social media earlier today. And I thought, what did I post on the social media? I said, oh, the quote that I posted for them. And that was, when you replace why is this happening to me with what is this trying to teach me, everything shifts. And I said, it's so true. I said, I honestly posted the quote, not because I felt that anything was going on, but it was really for me because I have had a major shift in my business. I knew that I was going to be changing things around in the new year, and all of that really opened up and came into fruition in the last few months, where I've really had to reevaluate the business and the direction that I was going. So I had gone through a couple of trials and, you know, things and, you know, just with business-wise. And then for those that, you know, that follow me know that I lost my father right at the top of the summer at a time when, man, you know, I had so many things on my plate. And then that, of course, that's my dad. That took precedence over everything. So I literally had to drop everything that I was doing in my business, which of course I'm going to do. You know, I've got to bury my dad. And I really did ask the question, like on the flight, on the way to New York, I said, why is this happening to me? Like, why am I losing him now? Like, my dad was very much a huge supporter of me as an entrepreneur, as well as my mom and my sister. But, you know, I always had those great conversations with my dad. And, you know, he was always the person that said nothing less than college. And, you know, and I thought to myself, why is this happening to me right now? Like, I'm not even understanding, like, God, why now, you know? And I had to learn how to change my mindset. And I said, you know what? What am I learning from this? What's the lesson from this? You know, what are the things that I need to do differently? So those, I was already in that mindset and in that mode. And then when I saw that quote, I've actually been holding on to this quote for a couple of months. I probably saw this quote back in July, maybe around 4th of July, when I was traveling with my mom over the summer. And I actually held on to it. And it was the timing to post it because I said, oh, my gosh, I forgot about this quote. It was in my phone. And I said, you know what, I'm going to post it on my clients' thing. They like to have inspirational things posted. So I posted it. And come to find out, this was the situation. I truly believe that God removes certain things out of your way, even when it doesn't make sense, for the shift to happen. And we, as individuals, the humans that we are, we think, oh, the whole world is falling apart. What's happening? I don't know. The direction. I'm getting scared. That's totally normal. But the thing is, sometimes we're not able to move those things out of the way because we don't have the strength to do it. So God comes in and says, okay, you're not going to move it out of the way. I'm going to move it out of the way for you to make room. So that was the conversation that I had with my client was they literally said they prayed about it. And I said, you know what? Talking about praying about it, I said, that's amazing. I said, do you know that you should pray specifically for what you want? If you want a house in a certain city, on a certain block, you should pray for that. That doesn't mean you're going to get exactly that, but pray exactly for what you want. And sometimes it is the exact thing. You got to be very specific with your prayers. Don't just say, oh, I want to be successful. No, say, I want to be successful. Say, I want to be successful. I want a house. I want a car. I want that amazing husband, that amazing wife, children, whatever it is on that. Pray exactly for that. Because I'm telling you, God is going to provide you with exactly what you need when you need it. Does that mean that the woman that has been praying to have children, does that mean that because she's not able to have kids, that God didn't answer her prayer? No. Maybe adoption is the way to go. She's able to be a mother to children whose mothers gave them up or were not able to care for them in the way that they needed to be. God answers prayers in all different types of ways. So we don't need to ask ourselves, why is this happening to me? Flip it around and say, well, what is this trying to teach me? What is the lesson that I need to get out of this situation? It could be a trial. It could be, you know, just the thing that you're just like, what? I don't get it. My whole life is derailed. Like, what is going on? Ask what the lesson is in it and try to flip it around as best as you can. When you start asking, you know, what am I learning from this? What is the thing that is going to propel me forward? How am I going to come out of this fail and make it a win? And I'm really not a person that believes so much in failures. I believe that failures are really stepping stones to learning. Okay? So if we can change our mindset around with that, we will start to see a lot of things shift. And I can tell you right now, so many instances of business dealings, people, different levels of things have been completely moved out of my way. And I didn't understand it at the time. I didn't get it. I was very upset about it. Even I could even say angry about it. Like, I just built all of this up and now it's like crumbling. What is going on? And when I found that quote, it just reaffirmed all of the things that I have been through and what it has been trying to teach me. And it's trying to, and really at the end of the day, I think it's trying to teach me to be patient and wait on God's timing, because God's timing is always going to be number one. No matter what you plan, no matter what you think it's going to be in your head, God's timing always takes precedence over that. So, what is this trying to teach me? Anytime you're going through a trial, think about it that way. And I promise you, everything is going to shift. That's it for today. This is episode 10, no, season 10, episode 1. What is this trying to teach me? If you want to email us, feel free to email us, info@onyxqueenmedia.com. Follow us on social media, everywhere, @onyxqueenmedia. Talk to you next week, you guys.